The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, our next guest is hoping that the business world can step up to the plate and help train and upskill employees. There were some startling statistics highlighted this week around adult literacy levels in Ireland. 1 in 6 adults have low literacy levels, and nearly half the population has low digital literacy. We're joined now by Colleen Duby, CEO of NALA, the National Adult Literacy Agency. You're very welcome to the programme, Colleen. I suppose, first of all, there was this announcement of a government 10-year strategy. What's your response to the strategy? What's in it? What do you think of it?
Well, firstly, thank you for having me on this morning. And we in NALA are cautiously optimistic about the 10-year strategy. I think, to be fair to Simon Harris and the government, they're very sincere and committed to, as you said, tackling these low levels of literacy, numeracy and digital that we see throughout the country. It is very ambitious in terms of trying to reduce those levels. But alas, there was no dedicated funding with it. So we wait to see if the resources can be put into implementing the strategy and also the necessary structures. It's a whole of government, whole of society strategy, which will require a huge amount of cooperation.
And inevitably, these things do cost money. How serious an issue is it in Ireland?
It's one of those kind of under the radar issues that people don't realise the impact of it. It is actually quite serious. We, I suppose, consider ourselves the lands of saints and scholars, but the reality is, as you mentioned in the opening, half of the population don't have the requisite digital skills to do the necessary daily things in life. As well, there are challenges with numeracy and literacy. So if we want to progress our population, our workforce, we need to constantly upskill. And we're seeing that Ireland is lagging behind against other European countries. Recent OECD survey data has shown that while people come out with good skills from leaving cert or secondary level, they're not progressing.
And when we look at COVID and the pandemic experience and lots of people losing their jobs, it struck me even at the time that when people were working from home during lockdown in a lot of professional jobs, and they were talking on the radio how the whole country is baking bread and things like that, the reality is that I would imagine for a lot of people with low literacy levels, they would have been most vulnerable. While hearing about how everyone's working from home and baking bread, they're thinking about how they're going to put bread on the table. Do you think that heightened that sense of awareness for people of their vulnerability?
It heightened the sense of awareness, and it also heightened the sense of isolation, because you said, you know, many people were able to kind of make that transition to work from home, but half of the population who lacked digital skills would have struggled. Would have really struggled with accessing public health information. We're aware of kind of men in rural communities who weren't registering for the vaccine because they weren't engaging with the announcements. They couldn't get online. We kind of worked with them in terms of, you know, told them about the local pharmacy options. So I think, you know, huge amount of individuals would have been even more isolated. But then the flip and positive side of that, it did encourage people to ring us in NALA, saying that, you know, they wanted to connect with their grandchildren, or they did need.
So it became a trigger for them to look at change. Typically, outside of a situation like the pandemic, what are the triggers for people? What prompts them to maybe contact an organisation like yourselves or say, I need to try and do something about this?
It's something usually in their personal or even their work life. You know, we've had calls from individuals who are in work and all of a sudden they're being given another task, and all of a sudden they might realise that they have some literacy or numeracy and would quietly ring us for a bit of support. You'd also have maybe older members of the population who are looking after their grandchildren after school, want to help with homework. So a lot of the times it's really personal to an individual in relation to how they want to interact with their family, their community, or even the workplace.
What can businesses do about this?
So businesses do have responsibilities. They have responsibilities to their staff, and they also have responsibilities to their customers. What we encourage employers to do, and we work with a lot of them in the workforce, is to really kind of think critically about the workforce they have, people may be struggling. If people aren't putting themselves forward for promotion, or they're not participating in meetings, or seem to be struggling with some task, it could be because they have an unhidden literacy or numeracy or digital need, and maybe to softly encourage them. Also, many of their customers may not be able to access products or services. So to think about using plain language or plain English to actually put their material out, be it through the website or any of their promotional materials, because you're probably losing customers.
To some extent, this is a sort of a hidden problem. Lots of people, they're not going to talk about it very easily. We mightn't be aware that there are so many people in society have issues around this. But I'm wondering, the Island of Saints, the scholars myth and all of that, how are we doing with the current batch of children in school who may become those in the future when they're adults and might be challenged around literacy?
So we can look at, kind of, once again, the OECD is great for its kind of surveys, and PISA, which is the main one for kind of literacy and numeracy. Ireland has been doing well. The reality, though, as we know, particularly that COVID has shown up, that children always slip through the gaps in terms of the kind of the education system. And that is one of the challenges we have in terms of class sizes, where there can be children with very particular learning styles that are missed. And that would be one of the things we would constantly be advocating, is you do need to look at the learner and be learner centered. So we are doing well, but there's always more that can be done to make sure that every individual's potential is realised.
Colleen Duby, Chief Executive of NALA, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. And if anyone wants to contact NALA, there's a free phone number. It's 1800 20 20 65. So thank you very much for that.